So Jesus said, "Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So in Bible study, we had been discussing the Gospel of John through David Johnson's book, Jesus, Christ, and Son of God. And one of the last things that we discussed was the I am statements in the Gospel of John, where Jesus says, "I am the true vine. I am the light of the world. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life." These are powerful statements, making about essential nature of the presence of God, giving us metaphors of who God is and the importance of God in our lives. We all had our favorite statements in Bible study. Mine is, "I am the bread of life." And maybe it's because I love food. I like to cook. I like to eat. I like to share food with other people. When I was young, oh, by the way, I have a great food memory. I don't have a very good memory in other aspects of my life. If my family wants to remember some event in our lives, we ask our daughter, Mary, or we ask Fred. We don't ask me. I have dim memories of historical facts and so forth. But food memories, I have great food memories. One of those was when I was first married, Fred and I took a trip to Williamsburg, Virginia. We drove from Chicago to Williamsburg. I enjoyed everything about the trip, the Blue Ridge Mountains, the trip to Mount Vernon, staying in historic Williamsburg. But one of the things I remember most vividly is tasting spoon bread for the first time in my life. It was so delicious, I couldn't believe it. Such a simple food, but it just made this indelible memory of that trip. Bread and food, taste, are an important part of who I am, a pleasurable part of me. And maybe because of that, I've always been involved in helping others who didn't have enough. My first job out of seminary was as director of a small food pantry in Chicago. And it was the Berkeley Food Pantry that drew me to Berkeley Friends Church and still a part of my life and part of the church life. So what did Jesus mean when he said, "I am the bread of life"? I think we should need to go back to the story in Exodus, where Moses first meets God in that burning bush, that was burning but not consumed. And here God tells Moses that he, Moses, is going to be the one to talk to Pharaoh, to to lead the people of Israel out of slavery to freedom. And of course, Moses was not too happy about this prospect. He objected and said, "What am I going to say to Pharaoh?" And God said, "Well, I'll give you the words, so don't worry about that." The second objection is, "Well, the people are going to ask me your name, God. And people ask me, who is the name of God? What should I say?" So in the scripture, God says, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." This story of Moses would have been very familiar to all the Jewish people. Very familiar to this day, of course. This is the story that brought people together as a people under I am, under Adonai, the Lord. I am has sent me to you. In the story of John, the scripture that we read this morning, the people had just been fed by Jesus. 5,000 people had sat down, and the disciples said, "Well, how are we going to feed all these people?" And here are these 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So people miraculously fed. So naturally, people were very attuned to who this person who could feed them. And they followed him and they looked for him and couldn't find him. And finally had to get into a boat and cross the water to find him. Here was somebody, a prophet like Elijah or Moses, somebody who would keep them from starvation. And mostly these are poor people for whom a loaf of bread or a fish might be something hard to come by. So Jesus understood this. Jesus understood the importance of daily food, of daily bread in people's lives. So Jesus used this as a metaphor for himself. When he said, "I am," he was referring back to that story in Moses. I am who I am. I am is my name. I am, you are in God's presence. Seek the presence of God. Seek the love of God, the love of Christ. This is your daily food, more important even than actual food for your bodies. Quakers believe that we don't really need a special ceremony to remember Christ is our daily food, our daily bread. Every time we eat and share food, we can remember and give thanks for Christ's presence. God's love is the daily food which gives life. The love of Christ is the most important ingredient for our body and mind and soul. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty."